Passions obstruct my eyes, and I cannot see the light. Nevertheless, the great compassion is untiring and illumines me always. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning, everyone. I'm Shinji Kawagoe, resident minister of Hamakua Four Temples. Thank you for giving me this precious opportunity to share Amida Buddha's teachings with you. Today, I would like to talk about sharing the experiences through my Dharma message. Today, I would like to talk about sharing the experiences. Well, April 3rd, Rahapoipoi Tsunami Memorial Service was held at Rahapoipoi Point in Big Island. And one of the guys who survived huge tsunami disaster at that area in 1946 shared his experience with us. Not to forget the tragedy, we must have the memorial service every year. And not only for us, it is necessary we to hand down our memories and experiences through generations. Actually, we have this tsunami memorial service every year, but at the time, I just thought that to share your experiences is one of the important ways of Buddhism. Because we ministers are at the temple to share our experiences through our Dharma messages. Anyway, Very fortunately, today, May 21st, is the founder of Jodo Shinshu, Shinran Shonin's birthday. And our Honzan, Mother Temple in Kyoto, made nice animation video about his life before. Have you watched it? Well, when I was in Japan, I watched that video, and I was so impressed, because when he was 35 years old, he had to go to Hokuriku area, which is northern part of Japan, as a transport. Then that video shows that he was living with lay people and doing farm work with them. Buddhism is not only for specific situation. I mean, not only at the temple. So, when I watched that video, I thought that our founder is showing how to live his life with Nembutsu teachings through his behavior. At the beginning, I said that today I would like to talk about sharing the experiences. So, our founder, Shinran Shonin, he didn't preach Buddha Dharma to lay people only at a temple. That video tells me that anytime and anywhere, you can have an opportunity to listen to Amida Buddha's true teachings. However, you know, our founder, Shinran Shonin, he said that we human beings are foolish beings. We human beings are foolish beings. Bomb. Well, just in case, foolish beings are the people who can't see the truth as it is. And at the beginning, I read his poem. It says, "Passions obstruct my eyes, and I cannot see the light. Nevertheless, the great compassion is untiring and illumines me always." His poem describes our human nature. Passions, my desires and thoughts, obstruct my eyes, my mind, and I cannot see the light, which is the truth in this world. Nevertheless, the great compassion, Amida Buddha's compassion, is untiring and illumines me always. I strongly agree with his poem, because in my case, I am a skier, So, I love skiing. Anyway, because of ski, I have serious symptoms on both knees. For example, if I walk a lot, I can't bend my knees sometimes. So, I can understand my situation, my condition. Because of ski, my both knees don't work well sometimes. So, when I think about my condition, I should not go skiing anymore. But even though, I want to go skiing more and more because of my strong passion. I know the truth, but I twist the truth to suit me. In my case, to go skiing is more important than my condition. So, regardless of your race, age, gender, the truth, Amida Buddha's true teachings, is never changed. We change the truth by ourselves to suit us. By the way, Hermes in our Red Service book says that difficult it is to hear the teachings of the Blessed One. Now we hear them. So, fortunately, now you can have an opportunity. You can have an opportunity to listen to the Amida Buddha's teachings in your life. However, it is not easy to listen to it as it is, unfortunately, because of your passions. Anyway, if you share your experiences with others, I think it is one of the easiest ways people to empathize with you. That's why our founder worked with lay people, they to awake the ultimate value of truth by sharing his experiences. So again, that's why we ministers are at the temple to share our experiences, how we receive Amida Buddha's true teachings through our Dharma messages. Because even if you and I listen to exactly the same Dharma message, depends on your situation, you and I will feel, think differently. So, it is not easy to live in this world as we are, because of our passions. Anyway, we ministers try to tell you how we receive Amida Buddha's teachings in our daily lives through our Dharma messages. However, point is that our messages are not the answer for you sometimes. Because you and I are different person. So you have to use our messages just as examples you to live your life meaningfully as a Nembutsu follower. The creed says that we also acknowledge gratefully the benign benevolence of our founder and the succeeding masters who have led us to believe in this profound teaching, and we do now endeavor to follow throughout our lives the way laid down for us. So, through today's precious opportunity, our founder Shinran Shonin's birthday, we should show our appreciation and gratitude to our founder Shinran Shonin. Because today is a day we everyone to realize how precious life we are living as Jodo Shinshu followers. In my conclusion, I would like to have his poem again. Passions obstruct my eyes, and I cannot see the light. Nevertheless, the great compassion is untiring and illumines me always. Namo Amida Butsu, 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 Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening. Thank you very much.